Time now for your letters, and many of you wrote to say you're enjoying our summer adventure series. It began when we talked to Jim Stimson, who's boating with two friends down the Mississippi River from St. Paul to St. Louis. Kate Grafing of Duluth, Minnesota, was reminded of her own trip down the Mississippi.
Listening to Jim Stimson talk about his trip down the Mississippi River to St. Louis, Missouri, brought me back to my own adventure down the Mississippi. Last summer, my fiancé, Archie, and I quit our jobs and took a 17-foot aluminum canoe from Marine on St. Croix, Minnesota, to New Orleans. We spent 51 days on the river, paddling and camping, and arrived in New Orleans, dirty and tired, in early August. It was the adventure of a lifetime and made us sure that if we could survive that as a couple, marriage would be a piece of cake.
Tina Green of Sacramento, California, also took a trip down the Mississippi with friends. She wrote, "It was a life-changing adventure, and if the men on their motorboat have even half as much the experience we did, they will never regret taking this move. Bravo for them." We also heard from several of you about our segment on the ethics of citizen journalists who write about politics. Ellie Summer of Gainesville, Florida, wrote that she's been in the journalism business for more than 35 years and is frightened by what she calls secret journalism. Announcing yourself as a member of the press in most cases is the ethical decision. There will always be exceptions for undercover investigations where such an announcement would put an end to the story, or where there is a decision to report heinous activities that would otherwise be conducted out of the public eye. However, it seems to me that in most cases, journalists of all sorts should be honest and forthright about our presence at events when we are reporting for the record. And Gail Brock of Redmond, Washington, was disappointed with essayist Diane Roberts' description of First Lady candidate Cindy McCain as a frat boy's dream, a blonde beer heiress from the Golden West. Cindy chose not to follow into her dad's business after college, but instead chose to be a special education teacher for children with Down syndrome, Brock wrote. Years later, she adopted a medically in need child, and she started and ran a nonprofit organization which enabled trips for medical personnel to provide emergency medical care to third world countries. Do you disagree with something we've broadcast? Do you have something to tell us on the record? Let us know. Visit our webpage, npr.org, and click on the link that says Contact Us. This is NPR News.